From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China Monday blocked a draft United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo. U.S. Deputy Ambassador Michelle Sisson was not pleased.
With a wave of their hands, Russia, China, and Venezuela showed that they don't want the suffering of eastern Aleppo to end.
The vote on the resolution was 11 in favor, 3 opposed, and 1 abstention. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin said the resolution would only worsen the suffering of civilians by enabling rebels to regroup. A Gambian court has ordered the release of an opposition leader and 18 other political prisoners. The release order comes just days after President Yahya Jammeh lost an election and agreed to step aside. NATO foreign ministers hold year-end talks Tuesday in Brussels. They will be focusing on forging closer ties with the European Union. The EU recently unveiled an ambitious new plan for defense funding and research.
Je suis candidat à la présidence.
France's socialist prime minister, Manuel Valls, has announced he will run for president in next year's election, speaking Monday to an audience outside of Paris. Mr. Valls said he will quit his job as prime minister on Tuesday in order to focus on his run for president. He will face other candidates in the Socialist Party primary scheduled for January. If Valls wins the primary, he would run against former Prime Minister François Fillon. France's presidential election takes place in 2 rounds, next April and May. This is VOA News.